Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. It took me a minute to get it unmuted. Yeah, that song you heard was from Rome Lucio, Hot Tub and a Blunt, the Tony Choi remix. And, you know, welcome to the digital meet and greet. I'm some guy named Jay, and I'm going to bring on our host, James J.T. Thompson, in just a minute. Well, actually, we'll have to wait a minute. Let me go ahead and bring him on now. J.T.,
hey, top of the evening. These are the meet and greet. We back in the building. JT in the house.
Oh, yes. True indeed. True indeed. Are you ready to speak to Rome Lucio, our guest for the digital meet and greet tonight?
Yes, indeed, man. I'm ready, definitely.
Oh, yeah. With that long pause, I didn't think you were ready.
Oh, man. I'm good, man.
Definitely. All right, let's go on ahead and bring on Rome Lucio. Rome Lucio.
Unmuted. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? What's up, Jay?
I'm doing well.
How's everybody doing tonight?
We're doing well. Just doing a show.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm very excited. Happy to be on here. Been looking forward to this.
Yes, and we've been looking forward to we're glad to have you on. I just want to let everybody know that's listening in. If you want to talk to Rome Lucio as well, if you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, just give us a call at 929-477-3872 and then press 1. We'll bring you on. We're talking to Rome Lucio. If you're streaming from your phone already, all you got to do is just press 1, and then we'll bring you on. I know a lot of people – oh, yes. I know a lot of y'all that call in from your phone, you think you're just on the phone, so you think that you just unmute and we'll just start talking to you. You know, we gotta manually unmute you. So we you know.
Right.
So, yeah, I know people be inboxing me. I'm trying to say something. No, we don't. You're not on. You just stream.
Right. They got the control of this, you know.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I'm going to pass the mic over to JT. JT has a lot of questions for you, and then we're going to start bringing on some callers.
Right.
So are you ready? Well, I guess you're ready. You're ready.
Yeah, what's going
I'm
on?
I'm ready.
Mom?
I'm ready.
Yo.
What's going on, JT? How are you, bro?
Man, I'm blessed, man. There's so many different levels, man. First of all, it's an honor and a privilege, man, to have you on Digital and Meet and Greet, man. I'm very excited for this interview.
Oh, I've been excited. I appreciate you guys having me. It's going to be a fun – we're going to have a fun time right now.
Yes, indeed, man. So I'm going to get right into it, man, ask you a few questions, man, before we get some callers on. First question
okay.
out of the box, man, is Dope Track. Love, you know what I'm saying, starting off the show with that track, man. I wanted to know.
Thank you.
What was it like on that collaboration that with Tony Choi, I believe, on the remix? What was that like?
Oh, man, Tony Choi is an absolute monster, bro. First off, you know, Tony is multi-Grammy nominated. He did Mi Gente for J Balvin, which has over 2 billion views on YouTube. So he approached or honestly, it's a little fuzzy on how it happened. Him and my dad's a two-time Grammy winner, Frankie Biggs, shout out Frankie Biggs. Him and my dad started working together, and it was just an organic flow of chemistry, man. So when I got to talking to Tony, he became such a good person, and I'd already heard of him and everything, and I was so inspired. And then he had heard my song Hot Tub and a Blunt, the original version, which isn't even out yet. We dropped the remix first because it was just that dope. So it was a really serious collaboration. It was a blessing, and I mean, the song's doing numbers. I'm just thankful that everybody could be a part of it.
Man, that's dope, man. Whenever you let the remix out before the original, that lets you know, man, that's a dope track on deck for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. So tell us a little bit about the Sony distribution deal. How did that come about?
There's major labels and major independent labels, right? So I couldn't be quoted on what year it was, but basically we, Rama Music, was my record label, was one of the last, if not the last, if I'm correct, major independent label to be certified with Sony. So we have our distribution through them, but not every major independent label was able to get that. And the year that we got it was the last year it was possible. So once we got that distribution, you know, that's worldwide. So we started doing music in Europe. We started doing, you know, everywhere, basically. I mean, anywhere that this social media monster can touch, we can put music there. So it was just a big blessing to be able to have Sony have our back. On top of that, Rama Music is no joke by themselves. We've been around since the 80s. We've multiple artists. You know what I mean? So everything just like the track, the Hot Tub and a Blunt remix with Tony, it's just cohesion. It happened to be so easy and so much of a blessing for us to all be able to work together. It's amazing. It still keeps my jaw on the floor because I can't believe it when I see the end of my videos and it says what it says on there. It says Sony, and I'm just like, man, what a blessing, man. It's beautiful.
man, what a true blessing, man, and what a dope story to come, you know, along with that, man. It's like, you know what I'm saying, you got goals that you want to attain, and then when you see it come through, even you have to pinch yourself to see this reality, man. So first and foremost, congratulations, you know what I'm saying, on such dope movement.
Thank you, brother.
Man, and let me ask you this. So music was in your veins early in life. So what were some of the influences, man, as far as, you know what I'm saying, impacting you and how you go about your music?
Honestly, my influences are all within my own bloodline. My uncle is Miguel Tomas. He was signed to Warner Brothers in 92, and he was the first artist to ever have a bilingual album in Spanish and English in the world. So he's a pioneer in the music industry, and like I said, he was signed to Warner. So that ended up giving exposure to my family, which snowballed to my dad, who has 2 Grammys himself, 9-time platinum, Frankie Biggs, you know what I mean? So then, you know, he did his thing, and then he got with Irene B, who was the most, and that's his wife now, she was the most podcasted artist in the world in 2007. She's from Spain, so he flew to Spain, started working with a bunch of bigger people, and I mean, we really have worked, and I've gotten to watch from a young age. From I mean, I didn't learn to walk in the studio, but I definitely learned a lot from it, and I've been in the studio since I was like 5, man. I mean, it's been a long time I've been making music, but professionally, I got signed in 2012, so. It's been a ride.
Wow, man. Wow, that's awesome, man. Just to hear it being in your bloodline, man, and just knowing that, you know what I'm saying, it impacted you, and then you took it, and you took it to another level, man. And it just, you know, it's just awesome just to think about that thing, man. So you're already implementing legacy on top of legacy on top of legacy. You're building off of it. So it's like, what do you have planned now? We're building off of the remix. The remix is on a whole other level. So what's next, man? I mean, Hot Tub and a Blunt. I mean, just to say that you put the remix out first, and then you still got the original, you know what I'm saying, on the back top. Like, wow.
Yes.
What's next, man?
So the what's up next is the original. You know what I mean? I'm going to drop the original. And with that, I'll drop a live studio version. And so the video with the original will be the live studio version, but the original is more of a trap feel. It's urban. It's hot, bro. The remix with Tony Troy is the club. It's you know what I mean? They're playing it in Dubai.
Germany.
And they're playing it in Germany. They're playing it. It's all over the world right now. In Ibiza, there's a bunch of artists who picked it up in Europe. And so it works for the clubs. But this next version is going to work for the radios and everything. So I'm hitting all aspects with this song. You know what I mean? So the next thing to happen is going to be the original, and then my next single after that, which we're not going to name that yet, but I already got something in the works for you guys. You're going to love it. We're shooting a video in France. It's going to be beautiful.
Talk a little bit about that international flavor, man, and that international influence and the goals that you have internationally. I mean, how much is it on the radar to go ahead and just smash it every angle that you can and maximize the momentum that you got right now?
Right. So my dad happens to live in Barcelona, Spain, right? He's one of the biggest producers in Spain right now. So now the next thing that I'll be doing is he's speaking on the panel for the Future Music Forum. And that's being held, I believe, by Estrella Damm, the beer company. We're doing it at their brewery. So the next thing that I have is I have a performance in Spain, and that is, I believe, October.
October's the date we're shooting for.
Yeah, so we're shooting for October. That's my manager, Jesse, in the background. He's sitting here with me. We're, you know.
No doubt.
I'm going to do the Future Music Forum, and then I have a few other music conventions that I have in mind that I'd like to do, but I've been hearing a lot about when I get to Europe, where we're going to go. We might even shoot to London. I was seeing, my dad was telling me that he got some people out there that are really interested. So I got a few big performances coming up. But for right now, my focus is on the Future Music Forum, so I'm excited for that.
Man, that sounds exciting, man. And as you drop that on us, man, I'm going to kick it back to my man Jay and see if we got anybody on the line that wants to holler at you. Some guy named Jay, what's
okay.
good, man?
What's up, Jay?
All right. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, we have a caller. I just want to say before we get this first caller, if you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, just give us a call, 929-477-3872, and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. If you're streaming from your phone already, all you got to do is just press 1, and we'll bring you on. All right, let's go ahead and take the first set of callers. Caller in the 757-344, you on the air. Who is this?
Caller number 1.
Uh-oh. That caller just hung up as soon as I unmuted. Okay. All right, well, if you're streaming from something else, call in 757. Just give us a call back. All right, let's take this caller. Caller in the 315-439. You're on the air. Who is this?
How's it going, man? It's J.O., man. How's it going?
J.O.?
How you doing?
Yeah.
I'm doing good. I had a question.
J.O.
I want to step aside from the music. I want to say, what are your thoughts on the current events, what's going on as far as, like, police brutality, Black Lives Matter, and with everything going on?
It's so interesting that would be a question you would bring up, because not even a month, maybe a month and a half ago, stretching it, in my city in Michigan, we had a Black Lives Matter protest, and me, my manager, and the second in command of my security, along with the Black Lives Matter, the representatives that came through, and the head of the NAACP from Detroit came, and we all, and the cops were working with us. We marched, and I ended up getting hit by a car during the protest. I went to the hospital, came back on crutches, and I continued to protest after that. I am definitely Black Lives Matter, and all of that, for all of that. You know, I have cousins that have been affected. They got beat by the police down in Ohio. We ended up getting into a big lawsuit with the police, and we won. So as far as like where I stand on that, I'm definitely all in. All in.
Black Lives Matter.
If you have a solution to any problem, do you have any ideas for solutions that can end all this?
A solution that could end this. Outside of restitution, you know, for you guys, I would also say that we just have to learn to truly love and accept everybody, to open up and really become abreast to the situation. You know what I mean? I see a lot of people saying all lives matter. And to me, that's – well, not just to me, but obviously that's a protest to a protest. And that doesn't make sense to me, because basically the way that I always say it is, you see the houses – you see a bunch of houses on a street on fire, right? And here comes the cops and the ambulances and the fire trucks, and they're putting the fire out of the one house. You see some guy come outside from across the street and start watering his own house, saying, you know, all houses matter. I mean, how would that look? That's how it looks when you say that to me. You know what I mean? It, your house isn't on fire right now, bro. It's this one.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay, I know you got like a family that won with Grammys and et cetera. Your father is a 2-time Grammy winner, 9-time platinum. How was it like? Because I'm pretty sure that does it like get to the pressure get to you? Do you feel like you have to live up to the hype because your family's history in the music industry?
Honestly, I see how that would seem like it'd be something that I would feel, but no, really. I feel like having my dad on my team doesn't overshadow me. It's just he's my partner. He's one of my partners. We're all in this together. We're on the same level. So I feel like what I bring to the table and what they bring to the table is a cohesion bond. And basically, you know, as long as we're all working for the same thing, we're all going to hit the same mark. But something that maybe the general public might not know about me, I actually opened a business before I started, because I did music from 2012. I think I was 16, when I really started pushing for music, and 18 when I got signed. So from 18 to 21, 22, I did music full time. Then I stopped. I went to school. I became a barber. I opened up my barber shop. I got my master's license in barbering, and I ended up, now I have my shop. So I own my business. So I did business outside of the music before I came back to it and reestablished. You know what I mean? So even if I was to feel the pressure from my father, even if I was to feel that pressure, I still wouldn't, because I feel like I have so many other avenues. I have 5 jobs now at this point. You know, I'm also a ghost hunter. I work for Michigan College of Beauty as an advisor for their council team. You know what I mean? So there's so much in play for me that I wouldn't even have time to feel that pressure, because the pressure for me is what keeps me hot. It keeps me going. So I thrive off that.
Okay, I got one last. Oh, my bad.
No,
I got one last. I got one last question. If an artist came up to you and said, I need your advice, that was up and coming, just in your position, what's the best advice you would give to him or her?
I would say, if I was to meet up, and this situation happens, you know what I mean, to every artist. And so I would say, if it would depend on what level they're at, but mainly I would say, find a good manager, surround yourself with a good team. You know what I mean? Make sure that all of you are on the same page and that you all work equally as hard as each other, because the harder you all work, the closer to the goal, the faster the goal you'll make it. Also, always sign with a publishing company, or you're going to have trouble doing features. You're going to have trouble getting into certain doors. So just basically make sure your I's and T's are dotted and crossed. You know, the business aspect, I learned this from somebody that I really look up to. In fact, I'll tell you who it was. One time I had breakfast with Curtis Blow. I performed at his birthday party, the godfather of hip-hop, first person to ever have a gold record in hip-hop, Curtis Blow. And he told me the word music business is one phrase, right? So the word music is so much smaller than the word business when you look at them in comparison next to each other. And people so often get caught up in seeing Instagram lives and you know, TikTok and all that you forget that behind that, there's that whole big word business that you got to work on. So my main thing that I would say to artists who are coming up and trying to work is to focus on the business aspect, because the fame will come with it if you do your job right. And it is a job at the end of the day.
Good answer. That'd be it. It was nice talking to you, man.
Nice talking to you.
Good luck.
J.O., before you go, I just want to let Rome Lucio know you're an artist yourself. J.O., could you tell him a little bit about yourself as an artist?
Okay.
Okay, my name is Jordan J.O. Hunter, but my artist name is Was. It stands for Awareness and Successful, people's perception of me, and if I'm not successful now, I'm eventually be successful. You know, I make boom bap type rap. I'm more of a, like, versatile person. I want to put myself in a box. Like, I'm going to get some equipment pretty soon, so, like, when I get my equipment, I get all set. I got some heat coming.
That's beautiful. That's great to know, J.O. I support you, homie.
Definitely, definitely. And J.O. also has a podcast, too. I'd like to get you on there. You know, hey, if you could have Rome Lucio on as a guest, that'd be a great idea.
That'd be great.
I'll be down for that. That'd be a great idea. Looking forward to that.
I'm with it for sure. If you want, you can find me, J.O. All of my social media is universally the same name, @ Rome Lucio. So ITSROMELUCIO. If anybody wants to hit me up, you can find me all platforms. It's Rome Lucio.
Gotcha.
Let me know,
man.
I'd love to be on your show. That's really cool.
That would be great. I'll be looking forward to that.
For sure.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. We'll certainly hook that up. Definitely. Thank you, J.O., for calling in.
No problem, man. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Take him out with some claps.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. All right. If anybody else wants to talk, just press 1 if you're streaming from your phone. If you're streaming from your phone, all you have to do is just press 1 and we'll bring you on. We're talking to Rome Lucio. If you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, just give us a call at 929-477-3872, and then we'll bring you on. We're talking to Rome Lucio. And we're talking about a single, Hot Tub with Blunt, the remix, the Tony Choi remix. Oh, yes. So let's go ahead and bring on the next caller. Caller in the 843-619. You're on the air. Who is this? Caller in the 843-619. You're on the air.
Mic check.
Yeah.
Yo.
Caller, we hear
yo,
you.
Yo,
can
yo.
You hear us? Okay. Let's go ahead and move on to the next caller. Okay, the next caller just hung up. All right, whoever that was in the 336, if you're streaming, if you're streaming something else, just give us a call. Again, that call in number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1. Everybody's hung up. We got a 757 number. the 336. It's not you, Rome. People might be busy. It just, you know, something
it
came
is
up
what
or something.
It is, bro. I'm here.
Oh yes. All right. Well, we're definitely gonna keep the interview going because we do have a lot of listeners. And for everybody that's inboxing me, going, "Hey Jay, can you ask him?" No. You call in and ask him yourself. Just give him a call at 929. Call in 929. 477-3872 and then press 1. Don't hit me up talking about could you just tell them this right quick? I make beats, right? Tell them listen. No. You got to call in.
Get your ass on the podcast. I need you to ask me in person. Let me see what's up with it.
Yes. All right, caller. We got another caller. Caller in the 231-371.
231.
What up? Jimmy Demon in the house.
Jimmy Demon, how you doing?
What up, man? Man, I'm just chilling, brother. Just chilling.
Yes.
So what's good, Jimmy?
You're a warrior. No, Jimmy, you could turn
the TV.
No,
yeah, repeat that again. Hold on. Let me back up a little bit away from this noise.
Okay.
Yeah, try it again.
So what's good, Jay? How are you today?
I'm doing good, man. Trying to move this music. Trying to help my artist Fresco the Real. Promote his GoFundMe page. He's trying to get cancer funds to go to the cancer center. So I've been pretty busy on some promotion of his newest song, Scheming, and helping do the footwork.
Okay.
But other than that, it's a blessed day, man. It's a blessed day. It's been pretty sunny here in the Mad Mitten, man. Good to be alive.
Right, it is very good to be alive.
Yeah, now Jimmy, you're up there in Detroit as well. I know that's right, you're in Detroit, right?
What?
I'm about 4 hours, 3 to 4 hours north.
Oh, okay, you're about 3 or 4 hours, okay. But you're still in Michigan, right?
Correct.
That's dope.
Okay.
Oh, my, bro. Another Mystic
Gangster. Well, yeah, sure, man. That's what's up. To link it up, man, for real.
Definitely. Now, you also, you DJ too, correct, Jimmy Demon?
Yes, sir. It's mostly private for hired gigs, you know. But, I mean, I'll get on with anybody. You know, we all got to learn somewhere. I just built some turntables to add to my system. So, you know, I'm still learning everything myself a little bit here and there. And, you know, working with other artists in the area, you know, networking and stuff together allows all of us to work together as a team. That way, if we want a project, we also help the other person learn more of the skills that they may not know. You know, that's always a positive investment in the music industry. especially as underground people.
Of course. Seems like you got a hold on what you want to do and how to go about it. That's great, Jimmy.
Right. For the most part, you know, my major team is mostly out of Flint. That's where I spend most of my time hanging out
out
with
Flint.
With the music family. For sure. Quick time in the house. Shout out to Bootleg, the Dayton family. Carlito 810. Little Dots. Man, all of them, man. I rock with some of the best. The greatest group of people I've ever met.
That's great, man.
Yeah, we done a lot of shows. Like Dayton family come all the way up north from Flint to Gaylord, and that's like kind of like the richy town, you know, like a lot of money, a lot of businesses, pretty good size, you know, fresh off the expressway. I mean, that's where a lot of businesses too. They were surprised that they let, you know, Flint gangsters, you know, like gangster rap come all the way up here in Hickville just to perform a show, you know, without some kind of controversy or some kind of race issue. I mean, the show was phenomenal. And the crowd was phenomenal. I mean, there was roughly about 100 people, but I mean, it was a good time. You know, everybody was able to interact with the Dayton family, you know, and be part of the concert, you know, be part of the show. Like, the Dayton family, I mean, is real for being famous music people. I mean, mostly, I mean, they're down-to-earth people. I mean, if you got the real respect and you're real about shit, they're down-to-earth people. You know, support them, they support you.
Yep.
And they're doing a lot of funding and community events in Flint. You know, working to get the water, you know, helping to fix the water pipes and spread the message that just because, you know, the government says, you know, we're here that, you know, we got this FDA to protect you and this and all these laws and regulations, the EPA, it just goes to show you that, you know, you really ain't shit. No matter where you come from, poor or rich, you know, and you're poor under them, under the government, you ain't shit. And you know, and to let that go for so long, man.
It can definitely feel daunting when you think about how we don't really have much control out here as far as, you know, in that aspect. It can definitely be a trial to come to that realization. We got to work hard and be with each other, unified. You know what I mean? Work and move as one. The only way we'll be able to get change, brother.
Right. Solidarity, man. We already know the odds are stacked against us. It's time that we, you know, make moves to try to change those odds.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Have you been out there marching and everything?
Oh no. Oh no. Well, I've done maybe a little promotional stuff on Facebook. But for me to be out there personally, no. I didn't get a chance to go out and do anything.
It's okay, as long as you're with it,
though.
As long as you're down with it, bro. You know, we all gotta do our part. I marched one time in Barcelona. Spain, and it was for the right to vote, actually, by the Spanish government was fighting internally with the Catalonian government because Catalonia holds all the gold in Spain, so they want to be their own country. And so I went there, and I went there with my wife at the time. I was married, and we marched downtown Barcelona and all over, really, and man, they were shooting little rockets at us. I had burned holes in my clothes. I watched an urban guard break an old man's orbital for standing there voting. It got to the point where they didn't want them to vote because they knew that if they voted, they'd lose their internal revenue from Catalonia itself. So Spain would become broke if Catalonia was to have its independence. Man, I watched these younger people link arms and make a chain so that the older people and the younger voters could vote behind them while the cops had broke them down with their batons. And every time one younger person that was in front of the link would fall, another person would step up. We were part of that whole thing, man. So I've been there. I've fought for this, you know what I mean, on different continents, different countries, different languages. But I'm with the fight, man, and it sounds like you are too, and that's beautiful, bro.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, it's not just that they, you know, that they're attacking the African-Americans. I mean, they're attacking everybody. So, I mean, it's really a group of our own defense against them.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, definitely, Jimmy Demon. Thank you for giving us a call. I want to say that if anybody is lucky, hold on. Sorry about that. I got a little distracted. If anybody's streaming, I know we're having some technical issues. I don't know what to tell you. Just keep dialing in if you want to talk. If you really want to ask a question, just send it over to me in the inbox. I know I don't normally do that because, sorry about
now,
that.
Now, what was that number one more time so that we can all post it and or we can all know what it was so people can call in?
Yeah, that's 929-477-3872, and then just press 1. We're having some issues. I don't know why some people are inboxing me saying they're trying to get through. It's not hearing messing up. So definitely want to keep the show rolling. If you're able to stream from the link and you're just still listening, just inbox me the question. You know, just inbox the question to me at Jonathan Coleman on Facebook, JAYFORNOW on Instagram. You know, and just pop the question over. Maybe JT, if anybody on your end is getting some error messages, just tell them to hit you up, and we'll definitely keep it rolling, keep the questions going.
Yep, indeed.
I'm here for it.
All right, Rome. So I got a question, man.
What's up?
So, who would be somebody that you would be interested in collaborating with? Who are some of the artists that you would like to do something with future-wise?
I have a few artists actually, locally, like at least Michigan wise. I'm sorry, there's a train, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, like Michigan wise, I definitely would like to find my way to work with Sada. I think that Sada Baby, I feel like we could put a banger out for the ladies. They would absolutely eat it up. As far as like international, I would want to work with a Latin artist, and that's Jay Belvin. You know what I mean? So I think he's really good. He's one of the few artists on YouTube that has billions with a B of views on all his videos. So he's a huge artist. But Tony Choi, the guy who remixed my song Hot Tub and a Blunt, is actually one of his biggest things that he's done in his career was working with Jay Belvin, and they did Mi Gente, if you guys have ever heard that. So this doesn't seem to me to be out of reach. I think we're going to be able to pull that off. It's going to be beautiful. And then as far as like domestic goes, there's an artist in Miami named Mariah Angelique. She has a song called Perito and another song called Taxi. She's a newer Latin artist. She's blowing up right now. We're kind of in talks a little bit back and forth on IG. So I'm hoping to make that happen too. So that's really what I got my focus is on right now, but I am down to work with anybody, you know, as long as it's going to be, as long as it's going to build for both of our careers, there's no reason not to.
Yeah. All those collabs sound like they would be super dope. And especially when you having them on your radar and though that within itself, man, once you set your mind to something, it's all about the logistics after that, man. So I can definitely see all of those things happening, man. It's just exciting, man. I linked with you on the on the Facebook and the IG, and just when you go to your page, it's exciting because you're moving around in the circle, in the bubble, man. You got energy. You know what I'm saying? Anybody goes to your page. So you set the tone, man. And I was about to say, how important is that to set the song, to set the tone, the first impression when you come out, you know what I'm saying, with brand new tracks like this one or your music in general? How important is it for you to set the tone and really bring, you know, really bring an impact with your music?
It is of the extreme importance to put your best foot forward. You know, I've been watching a lot of interviews lately with other artists who are coming out, and it's so funny that almost all of them have the same answer. There's a question that everyone is asking lately, and it's been, what are your weaknesses? And everybody is saying, I have no weaknesses. And I used to look at that and think, you know what, that's kind of arrogant, because of course you do. You know, somebody's afraid of something, somebody's whatever, but you know what? When it comes to this music game, this entertainment lifestyle, I feel the same way, man, you know, and as long as you go into it feeling like, I got this, I do this every day, in and out, I wake up, sleep, eat, and breathe this, you know what I mean? For me personally, like my schedule, I wake up in the morning, I probably am sending a few files to Europe for them to get reviewed. By the end of the day, when I go to work, I can work anywhere from 6 to 12 hours. It's my discretion because I own the business, but I get off work and I jump right into the studio and I'll put some music down, you know, I'll record a little bit for some of these songs that I have that I'm working on for my new album or whatever. And I know it's going to work. The main thing for me is just to be consistent and to remember that I have to touch at least somebody in my audience. So be relatable. But as long as I hit my markers, I'm not worried about a thing. I know I'm going to hit. I know I got hot shit. I know people are going to feel it. You know what I mean? So it's all about the confidence and that wave of energy you put out, man. You know, like when you go to my IG, like all that's by design. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to go through and design your stuff. I've spent hours making sure that all of my social media is easily accessible, the same name. It all looks the same, but it's a little different, so you're going to want to have all of them. You know what I mean? It's very important, but easy if you do it right, if you're confident in yourself.
Yes, indeed, man. Very strategic, you know, and I like how you did that, man. Very dope concept. Let me ask you this, coming, you know, to your fans, talk to your fans for a minute about what to expect from you once we're able to really get back to live shows and things of that nature. What do your fans have to look forward to as far as what you got up your sleeve?
Well, I first off cannot wait. I feel like I've been chomping at the bit to be able to travel and leave. I have video shoots, performances, you know, all types of events and appearances and stuff that I have on the books. All we need to know is when we can travel. You know, my security team and my management wants to roll so bad. I feel like they want to roll worse than I do. But we're ready. And as far as what you have to expect next, it's just going to be consistency. I'm gonna put out music that people are gonna be able to relate to, dance to. You know what I'm saying? Like my whole album coming up, Alter Ego, is gonna be a wave in itself. And if Hot Tub and a Blunt so far, which you guys have only heard the remix, but if that so far is showing you something, along with my other single from the same album, Double Take, I don't know if anyone's heard it. It's my older song. It's about a year and a half old now. But, I mean, it's going to bring that old school R&B and that new school rap feel. You know what I mean? I'm just ready to perform. I'm ready to show up and show everybody what I got. You know what I mean?
No, man, and I definitely want to put the invite, as this is about networking as well, I want to put the invite to you to come on to Big Woo Radio and do an interview, you know what I'm saying, on that platform, and let's learn more about your music and get the music popping.
That is a blessing.
That's
a blessing.
You know,
thank you so much. I'd love to be on Big Woo, man. I literally looked you up yesterday. That's funny.
Okay. Yeah, man. We got a spot for you, so we'll get that together after the show, man, and bring you on over. And you go ahead and tell your manager to send the tracks over to BigWooRadio.com, and we'll get you in the rotation and start playing it.
Jay Blancardi Management. You know what it is. Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that.
No doubt, no doubt. I'm gonna kick it to my man, some guy named Jay, man. What we looking like, bro?
Yeah, we're still, people are inboxing saying they're having problems getting through because of the technical issues and, you know, Rome,
yeah,
I apologize. Yes, that's COVID-19. Yeah,
it's all COVID's fault.
All right.
Exactly, exactly.
Well,
yeah,
I just
so
got a notice on Facebook today saying that there was a software update. And my device didn't even tell me that there was an update, but it opened my browser and then said something about, well, you can browse faster if you get the app. So I could, okay, I'll get the app. It opens my app store, and there's a little message in the app store saying update Facebook. I'm like, well, maybe that's not my shit acting crazy.
Man, yeah, well,
you never know.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But yeah, with Blog Talk Radio, I mean, I guess maybe if one thing's messing up, the other websites, I guess, are messing up too. But you know, Blog Talk Radio is its own thing. Well, I mean, I guess we're going to have to cut it a little short because the callers can't get through, because you know we do this for the callers so they can connect with you. But you know, we're going to ask a few more questions for the people that are streaming and listening on, you know, other ways, things like that. Again, if you're streaming, you know, you definitely can't get through, just pop your question over to us, and, you know, we'll talk to Rome Lucio about it. But, you know, we're setting up some more podcast interviews for him. He's going to be on J.O.'s podcast pretty soon.
Yes.
He's going to be on Big Woo Radio, you know, and we're going to get him on some – oh, yeah, so if you – didn't get to talk to him tonight, there's other ways you get to talk to him. So it's all good.
Definitely. Definitely. We're going to do more. We got a lot coming up.
Yeah.
I know we do. And I'm having a good time with you guys. This is actually a fun, chill. You know what I'm saying? It's a really nice setting. I like how you got it.
Oh, yes. True indeed.
Man, thank you,
thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Hey, one hand, hey, we can't do it without each other, you know?
Amen.
Now, I wanted to ask you, Rome Lucio, what are some of your plans for the rest of the year?
Plans for the rest of the year. So I wanted to get some tattoos. I got those done. I wanted to paint my shop. I got that done. Honestly, a lot of the things that I have planned for the rest of the year is just consistency with my music. I recorded the rest of my album, so that's being mixed and mastered in Europe right now. Shout out to Alcudia Studios in Sitges, Spain. And you know, as far as what I'm gonna do, if this travel ban would just get lifted and you know, we could just get back to normal, I'd have performances and different spots left and right. In fact, one of my biggest things that I'm really excited for, I was really close to Nipsey and still am really close to Nipsey Hussle's team. So they've invited me to California. I'm going to go link up with his producer, Rallo. I want to go to the marathon and buy some clothes. I really look up to those guys. I've been rocking with them. Close-knit for a few years now, actually. So everything is good. You know, we just need to be able to move. So that's really all I'm waiting for. Once we can move and travel and it's safe, we out there. I'm gonna be everywhere. We have a billboard run coming where I'll have you know, upcoming news and stuff on these billboards from Florida to Maine coming up in the next few weeks here. So I'm really expecting a lot of feedback from that. Everything's going good, man. Spotify's up. The streams, you know, all my streams. iTunes is up. Tidal's up. You know, you can even get me on ringtones on T-Mobile and everything. So, you know, everything's going good. I'm just waiting for the ability to move. Once we can move, it's performances, it's interviews, it's TV spots and everything, man.
Man, that's dope right there, man. That's going to be – you're talking about being lit, and you mentioning Nipsey and the team. Let me ask you this. The theme of what they say, the marathon continues, and the influence and the impact that Nipsey had on the culture, talk a little bit about what, you know, your thoughts on that and how you still see it continue through the, you know, to this day.
So that's a beautiful question. Nipsey, one of his main words of advice was that you need to own your own. You know what I mean? And I remember in high school, I started listening to Nipsey in 08, got in contact with them in 2010, but he started in 06. So I didn't really know much about him until one day I was watching VH1 and I heard Hustle in the House. I started doing my research. And even back then he was talking about owning your own, because he had just opened his clothing store, him and his brother, Sam. So I listened to his words. I listened to how he was impacting everybody. And I feel like if you listen to Nipsey by now, like if you've been a fan, you should own a business. You should have some sort of extra drive than maybe another person would if they didn't, because that was what his main goal and his main focus was, is to spark minds. You know, he definitely sparked mine. And so without listening to the marathon, without listening to the marathon continues, extra laps, mailbox money, you know what I mean? All the way to victory lap. Like, I promise you, I wouldn't have been able to open my own business. I wouldn't have the mindset that I do. You know what I mean? I'd probably sleep. And I mean that in every way, literally as well. Because when you sleep, man, you're wasting time. I sleep maybe 10 hours a week, man, you know, and that's because the rest of the time I'm working, you know. Once I get off work, my next work starts. And then by the time 12 hits, you know, 1 a.m., my team is waking up in Europe. So it's time to continue working until about, you know, 4. I go to sleep at about, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock every night, and I wake up at 7. So, you know, it's just it's all about ownership. It's all about pushing and making sure that you're the best you, man. You know, we can't sit still. We're only young for a short time.
You're right, man. You're right. And so while we're on this path right here, let me ask you this. As an artist and a businessman, how important is it for you to be financially literate and understand what's going on with the money that you're making and how to go about, obtaining your money and growth? Talk a little bit about that, how important that is.
So, you know, I'll be honest with you. When I first started, and I started making some good money just through my business alone, you know, I was still young. I was 25 when I got my business license. You know, I'm 27 now. So my 25th year, I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. I spent and probably wasted more money than I'd even love to recall. But that's because I was new to it. But in sitting and learning and listening and talking to other people who are mentors of mine and listening to Nipsey and everything, especially my father, by the way, and my family has always been business savvy and oriented. I got to learn to invest. I got to learn to save. I'm even learning stocks. So, you know, the best thing that I could say for somebody is learn how to move monetarily the right way, because the faster you learn, the quicker you obtain that knowledge, the longer you'll obtain the wealth, you know. So at this point in my life, I'm doing well. I'm happy with where I'm at. I can afford the things that I need and the things that I want, and it's because I learned that at a young age, you know. But everyone has to fuck off some time, and I'm sorry, I hope I can cuss. Everybody's got to ruin a piece of themselves to learn. That's the only way we do. So once I learned all that, financial literacy became second nature. I mean, it's just as easy as doing music now. You know, you're not going to see me, you know, in the club throwing dollars. You know what I'm saying? You'll see me at the bank in the morning making deposits. You know, there's a big difference between pulling the money out and putting it back in. My tellers know my name.
Yeah. Dope, man. Somebody need to hear that, Ron. Somebody needs to hear that, because and that's why I asked you that, because there's somebody out there right now that's in your shoes and needed to hear that particular word. So that's dope, man, to drop that gem, you know what I'm saying, like that. Let me ask you this, man. How important is great management? Just from listening to you talk, you got to have great guidance, great management around you. How important is that to surround yourself with people that are helping you, guiding you to where you need to be? Talk about the importance of having solid management around you as well.
Okay, that's a nice question. So for a long time, my father was my acting manager, right? But I've been doing music professionally since 16. So I eventually learned to do it myself, and it became co-management of my career between my father and myself, my record label having, you know, the final say in everything. But I learned to manage myself. And then I always thought, you know what, I'm tired of going into these situations and representing myself, because sometimes I wouldn't get the respect I felt I deserved, regardless of whether I knew what I was talking about or not. You got guys that have been in the industry for 20 years, but they've been hustling in the wrong direction. So then they sit in front of you and they think they know what they're talking about, and you happen to be able to put holes in their whole thing, and then you don't get the respect because you might not be able to articulate the proper way, or because you're not a change of face. It's like representing yourself in court sometimes. You don't look good doing it, you know? So, and especially being a younger person, sitting with executives who are, you know, owners of multi-million dollar studios or record labels, and I'm sitting here talking to them by myself, or, you know, me and my dad, which also can look like a package deal, like, oh, your dad is just trying to put you on because whatever. But no, I had to work hard to be where I was. My dad didn't shoo me in at all. In fact, he was harder on me than any other artist, you know? And so I had to learn what I had to learn, but what I wanted was a manager, and I was real picky. I wanted a manager who knew more than me or was willing to sit and learn and know more than me within a short time. And I got really, really lucky to meet the manager that I have now, you know what I mean? And that's Jesse Blancart, Jay Blancardi Management. And he has learned so much. And he's learned so much, and he's put forth so much. And at this point, I can honestly tell you, I don't know as much as him, and that makes me happy. Because as the artist, you should know something, but your manager needs to be, you know, one of the helms. He needs to be at the helm. And as the artist, you need to be the visual representation of what they're doing on the back end. And that's where I've finally found the manager I got. He embodies that, and it's just a great team. So it's really important. You have to find a manager who knows what they're doing, ins and outs and all that. But the cool part is that I'm not oblivious to it either. So, again, we're a partnership, but it's cool because I can sit back trusting and knowing that my manager is doing great and right by me and us as a team.
Yeah, that's true. Dope answer, man. And the one thing that you said in there was a gem is you staying coachable. Even though you know what I'm saying, you staying coachable and you learning and you absorbing and you adding that into your artistry and what you're doing, man. So you're going to keep successful, man, because your mindset is where it needs to be, man. So you can't go wrong, man. You know, kudos and salute to that for sure.
And definitely shout out to Jesse, you know, his management. But shout him out again. You know, he always, you know, works with me. And, I appreciate your business. Appreciate working with you. And, you know, it's great to, you know, he always has, if you're listening, I know he's probably listening right now. You always have some quality artists, you know, and yep. You know, he always walks with integrity, and he's a very knowledgeable, you know, person. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, bro, yeah. Thank you.
Oh yeah, we're gonna try the phone lines again since some people are able to get through. So let's try it again. If you're streaming from an app or a third party website or a link, let's go ahead and give it a shot again. The number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1. We'll bring you on. If you're streaming from your phone already, all you have to do is just press 1. just press one and we'll bring you on. We're talking to Rome Lucio. You know, he just rocked Hot Tub the Blunt. Yes, yes.
Hot Tub
and
the
Blunt. Definitely stream his music on Spotify.
Oh, man. And my streamers are going up. Everything's so great right now, man. You know, I've been saying to people, like, COVID really showed you who's truly about their business and who's not. Because I'll tell you what, I worked harder on everything else I have during COVID than I have when we're working regularly. You know what I mean? And you get to see who the real workhorses are. I know you guys worked your ass off, though. You know exactly what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it certainly did. Yeah, it certainly did. It also shows you who the real fans are, too, because a lot of people, you know, when we had the lockdown, I mean, a lot of people couldn't, you know, go anywhere, do anything. A lot of people couldn't even go to work. And, you know, people would rather binge watch shows they've never heard of on Netflix than to check your stuff out sometimes. And you're like, okay. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got nothing to do. You can't take 5-10 minutes to check out something. You know, well, hey, you know what it is.
It gave them the time to do it.
Mm-hmm. Everybody talking about they're busy.
Gave the time.
Gave you the time. So anybody that.
Excuse me. Smoking a blunt right now.
Oh, it's all good. You in the hot tub too?
I wish. You know what I want to do?
Yeah.
Like, I think this would be cool. Maybe you guys can give me tips on it when it comes down to it. I want to get a hot tub sponsor. Get a hot tub. Roll a fat ass, maybe 5-gram cannon, and smoke it with somebody until it's through, and interview them the whole time. The Hot Tub of the Blunt podcast. That's something I forgot. I've been wanting to work on, and I'm starting to put it into effect.
That seems like that's a good idea. You know, they got a lot of great podcasts.
Yeah.
You know, people eating chicken wings online. So hey, that'd be good. Just have a guest in the hot tub with you smoking blunt, and y'all talking about all the different things.
Exactly.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
We got any calls?
Oh, yeah. Some people are inboxing me saying they still got trouble. Oh, we got one. One got through. Caller in the 843-367. You're on the air. Who is this?
Yo, 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 yo. It's your girl, Lovely Brown. Y'all should know this by now.
Lovely
Brown.
Brown.
How you doing, baby?
Hey, what's up,
yeah. Yeah, you know, I was listening to your little buddy. I was listening to your fellers, you know. And I'm down with your dream, you know what I'm saying? I try to put a little motto up every day, you know, and I know I like to say dreams don't work unless you do. And in the midst of this Miss Rona virus lockdown, shut down, hold them up, wait a minute, don't move till we can move again. Motion, you know, it's about your working and doing what you love to do. And this is a great opportunity and time for everybody to get on their grind, you know.
Get on the grind.
And I appreciate, you know, when I hear the young people coming through trying to work on their grind in the midst of this, you know, because it is a time when people get lost. You're right, you know, lost in their TV shows that they hadn't been able to watch in months because they've been working 9 to 5. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And it made people stop and stand still. So, you know, I want to, you know, give you my little shout out. Woo-hoo! You know what I'm saying? Let you know I'm proud of you, brother. You keep trying to do. All right?
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Now,
Lovely
Brown, you could definitely shout out your podcast as well. And it'd be great to have Roland Lucio on as a guest on an upcoming episode.
You know, I'm Lovely's World. I'm on the Spotify as well, brother. Check me out, Lovely's World, you know what I'm saying, where the grass in the sky is whatever you want it to be, because it's Lovely World, because I be chilling, sitting back with my legs on my desk, just feeling the breeze, you understand what I'm saying? So what you got to do is check me out on Lovely's World, and I would sure love to have you come on as a guest, and we could talk about a little more, you know, get a little more talkative talk out there, get your voice out there heard, you heard me?
Oh, we can do that, that sounds great, I like your energy.
Matter of fact, after the show, I can link y'all up, you know, and get the ball rolling.
Let's do that.
Yeah, you know, I'll put you in the chat in the face of the book.
All right, y'all stay blessed, stay safe out there.
All right, you too. Thank you, lovely.
All right.
All right. Let's take out the claps.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. All right, if we have anybody else, just feel free to call up. I know we're having some technical issues with the call-in number, but for those who can reach through, definitely do that. The number again is 929-477-3872, and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. If you're streaming from an app or something like that. So definitely do that. Just definitely come on. If you're streaming from your phone already, just press 1, and we'll bring you on. We're talking to Rome Lucio. Yeah.
I was looking up. Tell us a little bit about how fun Orchard High School was, and some of your memories, man.
Okay. All right. So, Orchard High School is actually, and anyone in Monroe, don't persecute me for this, but. Orchard is one of the alternative schools, if I could say it in a better way, and it happens to be, you know, not the best when it comes to credits as far as where I'm from, but I went there because I ended up I got jumped in high school. I went to Monroe High and I got jumped. I won the fight, got expelled, went to another school and another school, then I went to night school and nothing was working for me in high school, so. Because I was already trying to work on my music. So a lot of my teachers were like, you know how many other rappers and singers we have, wannabe, whatever. So when I finally got to Orchard, nobody there was doing music. So it was like an open lane for me to finally have, you know, the freedom to do that and not feel like I was going to get attacked for it or something. But Orchard was a blessing because I ended up being able to I went my first year. And then my next year, because I didn't get any credits, so I was freshman, sophomore, I was a junior, and they started me off in freshman year at Orchard. So I worked my ass off. I graduated freshman year. Then the next year, I worked until I was a senior. In the same year, I jumped up 3 grades. And Orchard worked with me really closely to help me do that, but it took a lot of effort. Then, like a few days before I graduated, they told me that they had talked to the council, basically, and they said that they couldn't jump me up 3 grades in 1 year. They had to bring me back a year. So when I walked out of the office, they told me I was going to go from a senior to a junior, and I wasn't having it. So I quit school and ended up getting my GED. And, even some of my teachers were like, why don't you just play the course and keep going and get your diploma, because by the time you get your GED, it could be next year anyway. Well, I didn't buy that. You know, I got my GED within, I think, less than, it was probably about 12 weeks from that conversation. And the teacher was the assistant principal who told me that. I made sure he was the one to print it out and congratulate me and give it to me. But outside of that, Orchard itself was amazing. You know what I mean? I had a great time. It was cool. I got to know a lot of people in my city and be in a whole different area geographically that I normally wouldn't be around. So it was really nice to have that. And I still know a lot of those people, and those friendships have lasted through time. So it was good. Orchard was cool, man. It was definitely an experience.
Yeah, man. Again, a part of your story and a part that a lot more people go through that than what we realize. And those stories help inspire others, man, to cuss their way through, make solid decisions, and don't be scared to jump, you know, to jump out there and trust your faith on, you know what, I got to trust me. I got to trust that skill set, and don't be afraid to make that decision, you know. So kudos to you, man, for pressing through and not letting a negative stay a negative. You turned it into a positive, man. So, I mean,
right.
Just doing your thing on that, man.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
So that's dope. That's dope to hear, man. That's dope to hear without question, man. Go ahead, Jay.
Oh, I ain't saying anything.
Jay, you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, y'all, you know, you can keep it going. Well, hold on. Let me see if we got any callers. No new callers yet. Something's wrong with the system. Rome, it's all good. We usually have the phone lines jam-packed, so I know people missing out. There's one call to you, but it's all good, though. You know, like I said, they can catch you on other platforms. Oh, I want to say also, how is it like working with the Media Blast PR? Some guy named Jay. How's it like working with
Man, I've had even my dad called me because he wasn't abreast of the situation, to be honest with you. And when my dad called, he was like, yo, you got more buzz than even I realized. And I was like, we owe it to, you know, the people that we're working with. And one of the main people we're working with is you guys right now, actually. So I've been so blessed, and Jesse has been telling me for a long time that this was what was coming. And I'm just humbled by it. You know what I mean? So I just want to say thank you. And I mean, man, like really thank you guys. You know what I'm saying? Like it's wild that it's going the way it is. It's just a blessing all around. And I feel like all this work is finally paying off. It's working and we're all eating right now, you know?
Yeah,
so it's good.
Oh yeah.
It's been an honor.
Definitely, thank you. It's been great working with you. There's even more stuff coming up. So hey, you know, just kick back and just enjoy it. The buzz is gonna continue.
I've had people asking me like you've been because there were some articles that were put out that were some bigger articles, like the article with DJ Clue, which was mind blowing. I mean, I've heard of DJ Clue for so long, and you know, the first thing when I saw that was, I thought we had an interview with DJ Clue. No, I had an interview, not you two, right? So, and what Eminem said in, I can't remember that song, My Salsa or whatever, My Salsa, you know, he said that, and I was just thinking, I'm like, DJ Clue, holy shit, bro, he's a legend. And then the Waka Flocka Flame thing, it's just been dope. And I've been getting calls from Europe left and right, people asking about it, like, that's amazing. And I just, all the credit is owed to you guys. So
definitely, yep. Oh yes, you're gonna be on more platforms too. We already working as we speak.
that's so dope. It's been great. Yeah.
Oh yes, true indeed. Artists, any artists listening in, holler at me. Holler at some guy named Jay, the Media Blast PR. And by email me, info@themediablast.net. Oh yeah. I'm gonna pass the mic back to JT. We wanna wrap it up a little soon, but I know we're gonna get a few more questions in. We're gonna wrap it up.
Okay.
Yeah, Rome, I want to ask you, do you have any aspirations to act?
To act? You know, I am not somebody that is, like, opposed to much when it comes to this industry and the entertainment industry as a whole. I'm definitely open to whatever comes my way. First dabbling in acting, actually, was on the Dahlia Chi video shoot. And we did a song called No Reason, and we have 500,000 on that. We went gold, actually. And, you know, I in the video, I ended up getting kidnapped at the end of the video. I'm in the back of a trunk of this nice BMW, and they took off with me. There's a part two coming, but if anybody who's listening, Rome Lucio, Dahlia Chi, No Reason. But anyway, yeah, that video's on YouTube, and that was my first kind of dabbling in acting. The video is basically I'm cheating on her, but you know she we're married and I'm cheating on her, but I thought she was cheating on me because every night she leaves, but she was a spy, so she didn't tell me she was a spy, and that's where the part two comes in. You see the beforehand, but the aftermath is she catches me cheating, at this event that she was actually there protecting the girl that I'm cheating with. So it was a sticky situation. I ended up getting kidnapped. She had multiple agents take me out, and they put me in the trunk of this car and drove off. It was crazy because, like, in real life, like, when we did that scene, that was the one scene we couldn't get clearance for, you know, to put someone in a trunk and drive off with them in Europe because of how big human trafficking is. They weren't going to give it to us. So we didn't get the approval. So we just did it guerrilla style, right? Well, that didn't work either. Someone called the cops, and, bro, it was one of the scariest scenes I've ever went through. I was shitting my pants. And all from the inside of a trunk with duct tape on my face and my hands tied behind my back. So I heard the sirens from inside the bottom of the inside the trunk as they were pulling off. And all of a sudden, the trunk opens up, and it's the cops. And this is in Sitges, Spain. So it's the cops, and they said in Spanish, like, are you okay? Are you good? Whatever. I said, yeah, I'm good. I said, you know, pero mi no habla español. So you got to speak English to me. And they were like, okay. So they switched to English, and they were like, do you know these people? And I look out over, and the first thing they did was rip the duct tape off my face, which almost took my mustache. That shit hurt. But then I look over, and I see all the producers. I see the drone guy. I see our other camera guy. I see, you know, everybody, the whole team is standing against the wall, and the other cop has them against the wall, and the other cop is with me, like, are you okay? Don't look at them. And the one guy was like, Rome, tell him I'm the producer, whatever. And the cop was like, shut the hell up. Shut up and stay over there. And the cop was like, don't listen to them. Are you in danger? Do you need something? Don't worry. We can get you out of this situation right now. And I was like, no, I know them. This is this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy. I know them. We're working right now. He's like, well, where are your permits? And I was like, you know, we couldn't get them because of the scene. And he's like, well, you see why you couldn't get them. I was like, I know, man. If you want, we'll delete it. And, you know, we'll go out about our business. We can omit that from the video. And he was like, it's fine, but let us know next time. And I was like, man, we couldn't anyway. But I didn't say anything. I was just like, all right, yeah, we will. And they're like, okay, you guys better be up on the up and up. And then he took me kind of to the side again and was like, all right, last time. You know these people? Are you sure? You're serious? I said, yes. Yes, I do. We're all good. We can put all this away. You know what I'm saying? Let's just do this. It was wild, man. But that was my first dabbling in acting, and I kind of shit my pants a little bit. But I'm willing to do it again as long as the cops aren't going to be involved.
Wow. Yeah, that part. I can imagine. You know what I'm saying? And you dealt with them in a situation, in a working situation. Have you ever had a situation on a personal level where you had a run-in with the cops and it was a little weird? You know what I'm saying?
I got one. I got one for you. I was sleeping, right? And I'm sleeping on my couch in my apartment. And at this point, I had a girl over. And there was, you know, when you stay in an apartment, you hear people fighting upstairs, downstairs, next door. You hear people screaming, doing whatever, having sex. You never know what you're going to hear. You know what I'm saying? So there's some people screaming down the hallway, which it probably was like the next one over. And, you know, I'm trying to sleep through it. And I did. I slept through it. All of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, banging on the door. And, you know, I'm thinking, who the hell's banging on my door like that? So I pull up kind of hot because the week earlier I had a run-in with some people trying to break in. So, I was kind of already a little on edge. So I swung the door open, and I was like, and I stopped because it was the cops. And I said, who the fuck? And before I could even say anything, they grabbed me, pulled me out of my house, slammed me against my wall, which the walls were concrete, put me in handcuffs and walked into my apartment. You know what I mean? And one who was there actually was from another country. So I said, make sure you tell her she's not deported. And the cop was like, shut the fuck up. I was like, just tell her she's not being deported. What's going on? And so they told her, and they said, and they were asking her, just like they were asking me, like on the side at the Dahlia video shoot, they were asking her on the side, like, hey, is everything okay? Is he beating you? Are you all right? Are you hurt? And she's like, everything's fine. What are you talking about? They're like, do you mind if we look you over? You don't have any bruises? She said, I'm fine. Everything's cool. And he was like, we know what we got to report. Are you in here beating a woman up and whatever. We heard screaming and somebody was screaming, help. I was like, dude, I was sleeping. And he's like, yeah, okay, all right. We'll ask her. We'll see what goes on, you know, what she's got to say. So they all walked into my house. No warrant, no nothing. They grabbed me, slammed me, all that. Tightened up those handcuffs, too. And it, to the point that, like, it was just excessive. And basically when she was like, look, there was fighting next door, but that has nothing to do with us. He was sleeping. She was making food. And they were like, oh, all right. I said, do I get an I'm sorry, apology or something? They said, you're lucky. And they undid my handcuffs and left us. And I was like, well, I'm awake now. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, yeah, man, you know, there's been some stuff that's happened. There's definitely been some stuff that's happened.
So, in your opinion, man, how do we change the narrative as far as we know all cops ain't bad cops. So, in your opinion, man,
right,
how do we get to a balance to where, you know, to where we can get to a day that, you know, did protect and serve really mean something again and not just every other episode seems to be a bad one?
The only way, because it doesn't lie with us. There's honestly, the sad part is that there's nothing that the civilians will be able to do, as far as I'm concerned. What needs to happen, like I said, from my point of view and from where I stand, is the bad cops are going to have to be outed by the good cops. People say there's good cops, but there is no good cops if they run around and turn a blind eye to the bad cops. You know what I'm saying? So
that's true.
When those good cops decide to start rolling over on their own people, you know what I'm saying, and letting those guys know that they're wrong, getting them demoted, getting them off the force. We need to get them off the force. You know what I'm saying? Like, once that happens, that's when we'll see change.
And that's a dope answer right there, man. On the strength of that, I'm going to kick it back to my man, some guy named Jerry.
Some guy named Jerry.
Yes, yes. All right. Well, yeah, you know, Rome Lucio, it was great. Great having you on the digital meet and greet. You know, loved everything you're saying. You know, loved all the, you know, the great experience. Well, you know, the different experiences you've had throughout your life and sharing it with the listeners. You know, it's just been, it's been wonderful. Excuse me. Yeah,
oh.
I'm coughing. I ain't even smoking a blunt in a hot tub. I hope that's not COVID. But,
I can't catch it through the phone, can I?
Yeah, I hope not. And all the different ways they say you can get it. that's not a sneeze. That's that
okay,
blunt cough.
Okay, we good.
Definitely. Well, that's pretty much it for the digital meet and greet. Before we wrap this up, is there any sites, links, anything you want to plug before we roll out?
All of my social media is universal. At it's ITS Rome, ROME Lucio, LUCIO. It's Rome Lucio on all social platforms. And you can end.
Definitely.
Recently, we just got our Google up and going. You can Google Rome Lucio. I come up. It's right there.
No, it's RomeLucio.com.
And it's RomeLucio.com. Just launched
just
this week.
Out.
Just this week it launched. So, yep. It's RomeLucio.com.
Definitely. That's Jess in the background.
It is Jesse.
Yay.
What
how
up,
you doing? Yeah,
I'm
you did
good.
Speak.
Hey.
I wasn't.
Hey, I've been here the whole time, you know what I'm saying? You know, I love everything that y'all doing. I love the conversation that y'all had. So, you know, it's about Rome right now. You know what I mean? I'm just in the background doing what I do. Holla at your boy J Blank Hardy Management on all platforms. So, Rome 2020, baby. That's the campaign. Holla at your boy.
Yes, yes. We're going to keep it going strong. Yes, definitely, Jesse. Thank you for, you know, being there. Definitely thank you for working with us. You know, we appreciate you. We appreciate each other, man. It's you know, it's only the sky or past the sky from here. Yes.
Well, be in there.
Definitely. JT, is there any last words you want to leave us with before we get out?
JT. And it's just been a dope interview, man. Digital Meet and Greet with my man Rome, man. I mean, it's just dope track, dope everything that you got going on, man. And we look forward to all the upcoming interviews and platforms that you're going to be on in the next several weeks and everything that's going to come, you know, for you, my brother, because you have a skill set and a talent that is going to send you even greater to where from where you are now. So we look forward to everything that you have upcoming. And everything that you're going to drop, man, the people are in for a treat. They got a treat tonight, but they are in store for something very special, man. So keep it coming, my brother, and look forward to everything that you got coming, you know, going on.
Thank you, JT. I really appreciate that, brother, for real.
Definitely, definitely. All right. You don't have to get off this thing, but you got it. You don't have to go home, but whatever. All right.
You get
yeah, everybody.
Out
here. Yeah, there it is. All right. Good night.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.